How you guys doing?
Howdy.
I know it's finals, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I haven't performed for a while. I'm from Minnesota. Okay, so, I wrote this piece a while ago. I think it's fitting because I had two glasses of red wine tonight. And it's called Ladies Night. And how many of you guys experienced, like, a heartbreaking moment, like you just thought that you loved this guy, and then he turned out to be a piece of crap.
No.
And so then you just ghost your girl. Yeah. I mean, guys too, I found out that you're really sensitive as well. And maybe I drink red wine together and cry. But I made this poem. Okay. So. It's ladies' night. Now fill up my cup. Cold the rim with sugar, yay. Taste the sweet desire. Grapes kiss my lips, and now the juices hover, cause it's red, red wine. It's ladies' night, so fill up my cup. It's ladies' night, so filling me in is a must. The night starts off great, everyone is okay, but as the night progresses, the wine starts trickling in messes. And though you thought you were fine, the liquid reveals secret messages that was put away over an uneven period of time. Starts to unravel the crumpled up letters that laid your heart on the line. Now you're lazy, become the editor, and now you are an accomplice to a crime. Movement's unclear because this drink is impossible to make things lucid. This drink was aged, and because it was cheap wine, the days are like that of yesterday. You start buying all the lies he talks. He said you cannot be bought. But he crept into your thought, and you start to think that a penny is really worth it. And now you start blaming yourself for his faults, and as your mind gets hazy, what happened gets blurred. You start to reminisce about that first kiss that was so sweet and surreal. And because it was so sloppy, like this drink, it keeps wanting you to take another swig from his lips. It gets harder to sip, so you start to gulp it. And before you get too deep, you say, it's ladies' night. Fuck him. As you lose yourself, you start to think that this shit is sweet and start to hallucinate and make up stories about him kissing your feet. You put the sugar on top just to make all the hurting stop. Poured the drink into a bowl, stirred up the syrup, and kept blinking until you saw what you wanted to see. He treated you like shit, but we continue to take the risk for just one more kiss. Maybe it's because you have hope clenched inside your fist, but because you are no fighter, your fists become open hands, no need for glasses. You pour the wine into a flask, hands wanting some kind of sign that what happened in the past was real. You reveal your shrine of broken promises, and you start to pull out timelines with a past and future with a sign. You never thought that in this present day, you would be sitting in the room on Ladies Not Faded, because the timeline is not fading, and wine was like acid to the paper, burning the hole where your heart used to be. As the drink gets in your head, it gets drifts between your thighs, and you start wondering, who's he sleeping with tonight? He said he was intoxicated, but I guess I was intoxicated too, walking around with confusion that lay in this glass. The drink made you look past what was intuition and set you on a blank mission, because emotions are high, your eyes get glazy, but you blame it on the drink. And now everyone in the room gets me, sinking into the grapes you grow up your pants and ferment your hate. You start to think of all the time you wasted away, start to think of the day you said okay. Before all of this started, you was okay. But you fell into this cup. You fell just like you fell into his lies. The wine is now bubbling inside. You call him up and ask, why? What happened to us? But the drunkenness gets turned into gibberish, and what really happened, and what you really wanted to say was missed. You thought he would never hurt you, but he did. Now you're stuck hurting yourself with the wanting and hoping for older days, but this wine will never get young again. It just keeps getting older and older, sitting on the shelf until you take the risk for another drink. Thank you. Thanks,